This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, June 25th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, Legal Issues in the News looks at the legal dangers of sunburn. We'll also get a forecast that includes the possibility of sunburn from AM 580's Mike Sola. First, a look at today's news. A report of gunfire in Urbana last night evolved into an incident with a barricaded gunman at a Champaign house. 32-year-old Toriano Johnson is in jail on preliminary charges of attempted murder. He was arrested just before midnight at a home on Northwest Champaign's Hedge Court, where he had held police at bay and allegedly fired shots. Two children inside the house at the time were not injured. Police say about 2 hours before the incident ended, Johnson had fired shots at two women inside an Urbana apartment complex on South Fairlawn. They say he left that apartment and stole a car on South Lincoln Avenue. Police say he then led them on a police chase across the two cities that ended when Johnson forcibly entered the Hedge Courthouse. Nearby residents there were asked to leave their homes during that incident, but no one was hurt. Illinois lawmakers could vote this week to bring down consumer electric bills through a measure that would roll back the rates that utilities can charge. But even some who support that effort say they hope an alternative solution can be found. Sean Crawford has more.
Some Illinois senators have indicated they might move ahead with rate freeze legislation. The utilities have warned that would lead them to bankruptcy. Ameren and Commonwealth Edison have fought attempts to roll back rates to last year's levels. But despite months of talks with legislators, consumer advocates, and others, there's still no agreement on what to do about skyrocketing power bills. Petersburg Republican House member Rich Brower says he's concerned about how a rate freeze would impact the utilities and the reliability of the electricity system.
I don't think it's the right thing to do, but unfortunately I think it's the only choice we have to keep these negotiations moving forward.
Brower says he could back a one-year rate freeze, which he says would give all sides an opportunity to work toward a long-term deal. But he says he's holding out hope there can be a compromise before it comes to rolling back rates. I'm Sean Crawford.
Chicago-area mass transit lines warn that they'll have to cut bus and rail routes without help from the state. The Chicago and Regional Transit Authorities, as well as PACE and Metra, have made their cases to the governor and lawmakers. But as Amanda Vinicky reports, there's been little headway toward a deal.
RTA Chairman Jim Riley emerged from last week's closed-door meeting with the state's top government leaders, saying he's encouraged.
We very much appreciate the fact that the governor and the four leaders recognize the importance of transit and I think a growing sense that it has to happen now.
The RTA is pushing a deal that would involve an increase in the sales tax in northeastern Illinois. The money would help cover mass transit costs. But Governor Rod Blagojevich has made it clear he won't support that, which, says House Republican leader Tom Cross of Oswego, makes it tough for lawmakers to back.
That always puts a damper on any bill or any concept.
Representative Julie Hamos, a Chicago Democrat, says regional tax increases are the only option.
We don't have anything better. There's no plan B.
Hamos says the transit systems cannot get by with a one-time cash bailout from the state. She says long-term structural changes must be made, and that includes a tax increase. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
State lawmakers in Springfield are again delving into the politically charged debate over lawsuit reforms. The battle this time has a different vibe from 2 years ago when lawmakers approved limits on some medical malpractice lawsuit awards. There aren't the same big headlines, and this time trial lawyers are pushing the changes to improve fairness for victims. But the players and the contentiousness are the same, and so far the score is even. One measure already signed into law in Illinois extends lawsuit awards in wrongful death cases. A more sweeping idea affecting defendants' fault in civil negligence cases is on hold for a while. Lawmakers say they're not surprised that lawsuit reform continues to be a heated topic at the state capitol. Some say they would like to set the debate aside for a while, but don't expect that to happen because of the stakes involved. Barack Obama has told a crowd in Texas that he wants the Guantanamo Bay detainee facility in Cuba to close. It's a step the Bush administration is considering. The Democratic presidential hopeful from Illinois pledged to work side by side with the rest of the world on issues like nuclear proliferation, poverty, and the violence in Darfur. The White House said Friday that President Bush has made closing the prison in Cuba a priority and that Bush's top aides are in active discussions about the subject. In Clinton, Indiana, the Daily Clintonian newspaper's operation has been hobbled. A fire at its building late last week destroyed most of its computers and delayed deliveries. Publisher George Carey says a lightning strike from Thursday night's storms probably caused the fire. No employees were hurt, but just two of the 15 computers at the paper remained in working order. A growing number of small salmon caught in Lake Michigan is making Great Lakes anglers nervous. That's because the same phenomenon was seen before a collapse of the salmon fishery in Lake Huron around 2003. Figures from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources show the decline in Lake Huron's Chinook population led to a 75% decrease in fishing. The salmon population there collapsed because of food chain changes, most likely caused by the spread of invasive species. Now, people whose livelihoods depend on Lake Michigan sport fishing say they're concerned about their future. For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Sunburn can sometimes lead to more than a painful feeling on the skin. It can lead to an arrest on certain criminal charges. Commentator Amy Guida explains in this week's edition of Legal Issues in the News.
I confess, when my oldest son was younger, I didn't slather him with sunscreen. It's not that I meant to cause him harm. It's because I had trouble finding a brand that didn't cause him to have an allergic reaction. Some ingredient just didn't sit well on him. Turns out that I've gone beyond the pale in more ways than one, and I was lucky he didn't burn. A bad sunburn can lead to child abuse or child neglect or child endangerment charges. A few summers ago, for example, a police officer in a small Ohio town near the Pennsylvania border spotted a mother with children at a county fair. He noted that the children had sunburns, arrested the mother on felony child endangerment charges, and sent the mother to jail for 1 week. That's according to an account in a Pittsburgh newspaper. Charges, they say, were later dismissed. Scary stuff for those of us who've towed the bathing suit tan line in the past, especially when you learn that a typical child endangerment statute is fairly broad and sometimes at least subject to an endangerment is in the eye of the beholder sort of interpretation. In Ohio, for example, no parent shall create a substantial risk to the health or safety of the child. That's the line that gave the officer a legal reason to see red. Sunburns can be painful and, medical experts say, can lead to skin cancer. Too many piping hot funnel cakes at the same county fair can burn the tongue and, medical experts say, can cause obesity and heart attacks, and we haven't even touched the tilt-a-whirl nausea issue. This is not to make light, of course, of the many child endangerment cases out there, and certainly that Ohio officer probably believed that he acted in the best interests of those children, one named appropriately enough, Rose. And lest we shake our heads and wonder what's up with Ohio police, this is not the first time a sunburn case has seen the light of day. Back about 20 years ago at another fair, this one the Illinois State Fair, police found two sunburned, listless children with diaper rash out in the sun. Their father, who worked at the fair, appeared on the scene, and the police promptly arrested him for child neglect. Turns out that the children had been in the care of a babysitter, and the Illinois child neglect statute required that for a charge to stand, a parent must knowingly act to neglect his children. The father sued the officer for wrongful arrest and won. The appellate court found that the officer should have asked if the children had been in the father's care before they arrested him, should have attempted to find out if he'd done all this knowingly. Reading between the lines, of course, had he answered yes, that he'd overseen the sunburn, the listlessness, the diaper rash, the arrest would have been proper. So beware the sun this summer and slather on the sunscreen for more reasons than the potential for sunburn. One thing is clear. You can't count on the police seeing a bad sunburn on a child through rose-colored glasses. I'm Amy Guida.
Amy Guida is an assistant professor of journalism and law at the University of Illinois. Our forecast calls for a chance of dense fog again in the early morning hours of Tuesday, after we saw some this morning. Patchy dense fog early today in southern Indiana, partly to mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, according to AM 580's Mike Sola. In northwest Indiana and northern Indiana, mostly sunny and elsewhere partly sunny, with a few widely scattered thunderstorms popping up this afternoon. The highs today will range from 80 near Lake Michigan to 90 in some locations in central and southern Illinois. For tonight, central and southern Indiana will see a cloudy night, but elsewhere partly cloudy, with again areas of patchy fog developing overnight. The lows ranging from 65 in eastern Indiana to 74 in Chicago. For tomorrow, partly sunny, scattered thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, mainly in southern sections of the two states, and more humid. The highs tomorrow between 86 and 92. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, June 25th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.